Good morning. This is a cannabis takeover. So do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken controllers to bring you this special cannabis show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to Station WELTHL, better known as We Live the High Life for Deeper Steel, the Canamaniac Connection, home of that extraterrestrial brother, dealer of funk and unity, raw cannabis talk, RCT, uncut talk, baby, the bomb. I'm coming to you directly from the Dicot Farms mothership, top of the green Milky Way. 50,000 watts of show enough cannabis talk. I want you to kick back, dig, while I do it to you in your eardrums. Who, me? I'm known as the King Cola, the Big Bud Cannabis Man. And my motto is, hey, make my talk to G-Funk. I want to get funked up. I want the bomb. I want that G-Funk. Want my talk uncut? Yeah, baby, WELTHL, y'all. Now, this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, you got defects, you got things like arthritis, maybe rheumatism, or maybe even some migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to just lay it on the radio right now. Let the vibes flow through, because raw cannabis talk, baby, it not only moves, it can remove, you dig? That desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary smokesman cheer. King Cola, I'm chocolate coated, I'm freaky, and I'm showing up habit forming. I'm doing it to you in 3D, so groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time, call now. Somebody said, hey, Cola, will weed ever be legal? I said, is 7-Up? Yeah. Canamaniacs, Canna fans, welcome to the Cannabis Takeover.
Rated M for mature.
Live from the Dicot Farm Studios, where the grass is always greener, it's Arizona's voice of cannabis, Isaac Griffin.
You guys know what I do, right? You know, every day I come on the airwaves, and I do cannabis talk with a twist. But today, here's what happened. There was a developing story coming out of Maryland, Washington Post. And, you know, with this show, I like to go places that mainstream media will not go. I like to do stories that they won't touch. I like to inform and make my Canamaniacs aware. Like it or not, I make you aware. This is not a popularity contest that I'm in. There are things that need dialogue and have to be talked about, no matter how uncomfortable they may be. So today, for the next few minutes, because I got a Rock'em Sock'em show set up for you, I think I'm the person that can actually talk about this and take the heat, take the slaps, take the hate, whatever it is. But here's the deal. Being an African-Cuban American, I had some things that I posted on social media when the story broke out of Washington. And this story came from the Washington Post. And right now, and it seems like it's not going to do any good, but there seems to be a problem with diversity in the industry. No one will ever talk about it, I promise you, except for me. Now, what I have to be careful of is that I don't become the angry black man. That's not who I am. Because I do have a different take on the diversity. Actual, I've been there take. But I'm going to explain this story. I'm going to tell you when I got back out of social media. But right now, in Maryland, there's a lot of complaints. And I want you to think about this in the whole. I want you to step out of the big picture so you can see it. There's complaints about diversity. And the host of complications in Maryland, that ever since they started and set up medical marijuana, the program started in 2013. Millions of dollars obviously is anticipated as far as revenue. That's what's at stake. Millions of dollars. So Maryland has been real slow to implement their medical marijuana program, dispensaries, things like that. Of course, federally, and they're right there in D.C., there's still a ban. But check this out. The state's medical marijuana panel, they're going to grant up to 109 licenses, and this is from the Washington Post, to create retail dispensaries in Maryland. Competition, and I've seen it right here in Arizona. We just went through a license lottery. It was insanity. Competition is fierce. So this is kind of like a microcosm of what's going on in the industry. Diversity. Now you got people starting to say, wait a minute, we want a piece. How come we're being locked out? And here's what's happening. None of the 15 companies given preliminary approval back in August to grow medical marijuana over in D.C., Maryland. None of them were given to black executives. Critics are saying now in the industry, about the industry, it proves that the black community is underrepresented in the marijuana industry. Now, that's coming from the Washington Post. So that means there's eyes on it, but nobody's really talking about it. So I threw it out there. I threw it out there to social media. I asked, was racial diversity in this industry, was it important? And man, you'd have thought I said Jesus had a tail. I mean, they lit my ass up from A to Z. First of all, I just reported. Here's what the Washington Post said. Man, you'd have thought I was Judas or somebody. But the question still remains, no matter how you attack me. It's out there now. And we're talking about a decisive moment. Because with as many states coming online right now, this is a decisive moment for us, folks, in American history. Governments right now, state, they're handing out the control of a multi-billion dollar industry to a chosen few. They're creating wealth overnight in many cases. Now, don't forget, the whole marijuana trade, if you take it back, was always open to anybody. Right? Am I right? Before legalization, medical, anybody could get in the game. If you had some seeds and some dirt and some hustle, you could get in the game. But right now, that game was truly a diverse game. Anybody and everybody, Hispanic, black, white, Native American, Asian, everybody was in that game. It was a free market, baby. And right now, the word is that because of this shutout, that it is being systematically locking out minorities from the marijuana industry. This is the Washington Post now. So I asked a question on social media, I told you, and they lit it up. And I simply asked, are black Americans being disproportionately, and let me say that again, disproportionately targeted in the war on drugs because state laws have left many of the minorities shut out from this very profitable marijuana boom. What do you mean? Well, I'll tell you when I get back. diversity. Think about it. A lot of people say it doesn't matter. But it really does, doesn't it? Stay right here.
Arizona Grassroots is now open in Scottsdale, and at AZ Grassroots, patients come first. On our extensive menu, you'll find over 40 strains to choose from, indicas, sativas, and hybrids, including our ERRL 710 Cup winner, OG18. For the most discreet patients who don't light up, visit our deli-style shop for a large selection of concentrates and edibles and rubs. So whether you're a first-time patient looking for answers or coming back to refill your prescription, our professional, knowledgeable bud tenders will help you choose the right medicine for your needs. Our patients love us because they get peace of mind knowing at AZ Grassroots they get the best quality medical marijuana at the lowest prices in Scottsdale. So the next time you need your medical marijuana prescription filled, walk into Arizona Grassroots, a state-licensed dispensary conveniently located at 14980 North 78th Way, Suite 204 in Scottsdale at Northsite Shopping District near the intersection of Hayden and Raintree. Or call 480-420-3300, 480-420-3300 to set up an appointment. AZ Grassroots, where patients come first.
Cannabis has come a long way lately. At Dicot Farms, we're working hard at growing the very best. We love what we do, and we think it shows every step of the way. It's all about the process as much as the passion. It's all organic and zero synthetics. It's all about microbes and microscopes. Green leaves, green grass, and a result that's, well, transcendent. Our method is meticulous from planting to harvest. We recreate nature's own process in brewing our compost tea to cultivate a healthy plant right from the start and use proven genetics to nurture the aroma, flavor, and, of course, potency. We take immense pride in the quality and vitality of our plants because we're more than a farm. We're like family. We take care of each other, and we think you'll enjoy our plants as much as we do. The grass is greener at Dicot Farms, where we grow only the finest organic cannabis. Ask about Dicot Farms at your local dispensary today. Remember, Dicot Farms, we're more than a farm. We're like family. Ask about us at your local dispensary today.
Phoenix Hydro wants you to know that if you want to grow an empire, visit the store that's different from all other hydroponic stores out there. Let the Phoenix Hydro team use their superior customer service and experience to help you grow. They cater to growers of all abilities, from the beginning hobbyist to the master grower, even commercial. Phoenix Hydro wants you to achieve your greatest yields, and to help you get there, they specialize in both soil and soilless cultivation techniques, which include aeroponic and hydroponic systems. And when it's time to plant, you'll find grow lighting, odor control, ventilation, AC environmental controllers, nutrients and supplements, and pest control. So if you are tired of poor customer service and paying more, visit Phoenix Hydro online at phxhydro.com or stop by and see Josh or JP. And if you don't see what you want, Phoenix Hydro would be happy to order it for you. Phoenix Hydro, when you need to know what's going on with your grow. phxhydro.com.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket.
Welcome back. Got a pretty interesting show for you lined up just about 20 minutes after the hour. This is Living the High Life, the Ike Griffin Marijuana Cannabis Show. Man, it's so confusing. What do we want to call it? Marijuana Cannabis? I think I'm just going to leave that up to you. I like cannabis, but so many of the stories still refer to it as marijuana. You just can't keep up with the changes. Listen, thanks for sticking around. This is Cannabis Talk with a Twist, where we get you the stories. We get dialogue. We do it all. It's a 50,000-watt powerhouse that we on the air talking cannabis every single day. Very blessed to be here. Nobody has more fun than I do. And like I said, I feel very special being an ex-pro athlete, coming out of Big Ten University, doing a lot of great things. And then finding out what cannabis can do for me, it changed my life. I have an opportunity to sit here before you, tell you about it, and tell you about so many things. But primarily what we want to do is go places that no one else will go, don't want to go, scared to go, cannot really talk about. And one of those topics today happened to be in the Washington Post, They were talking about diversity in the cannabis industry, and nobody really keeps official statistics on race and cannabis business ownership. But based on about 150 interviews with dispensary owners that the Washington Post did, industry insiders and salespeople who are really interacting with a lot of the dispensary shops, it appears that fewer than three dozen of around 3,200 to 3,600 storefront cannabis dispensaries in this country are owned by black people. That's about 1%. There's a systematic exclusion that was talked about in Florida a couple years ago, where the medical cannabis law contained provisions. Now, this is where it gets sticky. When you start including provisions banning minority-owned businesses from entering the industry. Now, I know that's the Deep South. Now, some would call that institutional racism. So they threatened legalization in Florida 2 years ago. Now, Maryland Legislative Black Caucus is threatening to do the same thing. And it's just simply unequal treatment under the law by any other name, one Dr. Burnett said. Minority cannabis operators from around the country are coming together to discuss how we can stop this discrimination and use the cannabis industry to create equality. Man, I've been talking about that since day one. One company I know of that practices diversity in this industry is Dicot. Dicot Farms. In this industry, I know for a fact their hiring practices consist of hiring minorities, specifically black African Americans. I know there's a couple bartenders here and there, but the majority, there's no diversity. Folks, this will become an issue. Because when you see the amount of people that will be purchasing medicine that are minorities, eventually they're going to want to see people that look like them. They want it in the police department? Go try to have an all-white police department in Detroit and see what happens. Cleveland. This is something, as they say, that is coming together to be discussed. We'll do more of it. I just wanted to give you something to think about. In the coming days, we'll keep talking about it because I got my views on it. And I promise you, they are not what you think. But right now, there's a new initiative that people are working on here in Arizona. I mean, boom, just like that. And one thing, you'll hear me talk about it, so we may as well bring it up here with diversity and unity. In studio, joining me, and do me a favor, go grab the big fella. I've got a couple people that will be sitting in here talking about what do we do next. Because remember, we were the only state to lose. The only state to lose. In studio right now, Kathy Emmon, Executive Director of Mom Force AZ. Good morning to you. Good
morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Super fantastic. You're looking lovely over there.
Thank you, sir.
On this chilly, cold day.
Yes, it is.
What the heck is going on in this great city of ours?
It's a wonderful morning. Morning, Dave. Good to see you.
Yeah, also in studio joining me is the guy that's putting the initiative out there, a gentleman by the name of David Wisniewski. From Safer Arizona, the director, the man, the top shot, he's in the house. Good morning to you, Mr. Wisniewski.
Good morning. This is an awesome surprise. Good to see everyone here.
Well, you know what? When you say surprise, here's what this show is about. One thing that I believe in is the people's voice. And there's a lot of people that feel good about 205. There's a lot of people who didn't. There's a lot of people who are on a lot of different sides and really don't understand where we go from here. I know that Kathy, being with MomForce, AZ, and you starting up the new initiative for Safer Arizona, there's some things that need to be talked about. And I know we've talked on Facebook, we've done some things, and there's some pretty strong feelings on both sides. But what I want to do is, like we all should do, is dialogue and talk. So there's no Facebook gangstering. There's nobody on the other side talking to how tough they are. I've got two adults who have separate thoughts on what we're doing. And let's see if we can just talk it out and discuss. Interactively, you can get involved. You know, we're the interactive show. All you have to do is go to Facebook Live, start typing in. We will talk to you immediately, or go to the email isaac@lthl365.com to get that email in immediately. Right now, I'm going to start always ladies first. Kathy, we got together because there were some things that came out about the initiative. Right now, because I'm on no one's side, I'm one of those guys that's feeling it out. My job is to bring the information to the people. The new initiative took off like wildfire in the media. Not only that, it must have been, what'd you do, Dave? Do a PR report? Man, that thing was everywhere.
Well, I think you're actually confusing this initiative with the Independent Wellness Center.
I want to talk to you about that one, too.
Because that one was actually already filed with the Secretary of State, and it's been getting traction just because it's the first thing since 205 failed to appear around.
So really, yours wasn't the first one.
Right.
Okay. Now, explain that so the people understand the initiative and how that's breaking down, because I don't want them confused, because a lot of things seem similar to what you're doing.
Well, there's what is going on right now is Independent Wellness Center is a certification center out of Apache Junction.
Okay.
And they had just put an initiative to make the medical marijuana program better, but it's not actually total legalization. Like, what we're trying to do is legalize cannabis for adults 21 and over. They're adding 20 new qualifying conditions. They're trying to drop the price down to $10 instead of $150 for the state fee. They're also trying to drop the 25-mile rule down to a 1-mile rule. And instead of having one dispensary per pharmaceutical business, they're trying to have four dispensaries per pharmaceutical business, as well as allow our dispensaries to accept out-of-state cards. So that's something different than what we're trying to do here.
I see you shaking your head, Kathy, and I want to go to you now. Your thoughts, there's a couple new initiatives. Where are you sitting at on these?
My feeling has always been that we vote yes. We vote yes to anything that gets on that ballot.
And that's I felt that, too.
That's where I am with this, too. And actually, that Apache Junction, I didn't know the details, and that's wonderful,
too. That sounds
pretty
good to me.
Yeah, I'm very about us getting that card price down, because the folks out there, they just won't try it because it's just too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
People
mm-hmm.
can't renew. They can't get it. They can't protect themselves. And that's what we want to do, is get rid of those arrests. Like we were talking about, those felonies, what keeping people
brutal.
Out of the business.
Yep.
They're keeping people out of the business. We're going to have, you know, next year, because we didn't pass 205, about 13,000 people get arrested every single year.
Tell people a little bit about MomForce when we get back in studio right now. We're breaking it down. We're doing our own legislative thing. We're talking initiatives, talking about how we change the game. Heck, we lost. What do? We get back off the canvas like we should, and we fight again. Get back on that horse and ride. Dave Wisniewski, Safer Arizona. I've got none other than Kathy Inman, MomForce in the house. Stick around.
All right.
Arizona News Radio. Three hospitalized after another wrong-way collision on a state highway. This one on I-17 near Anthem. Police getting word of a driver heading southbound in the northbound lanes, pursuing the vehicle for about 3 miles before the crash occurred. Several of the 11 Arizona members of the Electoral College say they're being bombarded with requests that they change their vote and not to vote for Donald Trump when they convene December 19th. Elector Alberto Gutierrez says he won't be swayed.
We respect the choice of the people, and the choice was that Donald Trump won the election. Electoral College. He's going to be the president of the United States in January.
More than half a dozen southern Arizona firefighters are in Israel battling hundreds of wildfires there.
The country's the size of Pima County, so you had over 500 fires.
Mike McKendrick with the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation. Most of the fires set by pyroterrorists. In Yarnell, dedication this morning of a new state memorial park in honor of the 19 firefighters killed battling the Yarnell Hill Fire in 2013. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This check of your KVNX traffic, a service of Compassion International. Out in Scottsdale, we still have that wreck, HOV and the left lane block, northbound 101 90th Street. Also look for a collision out there, northbound 101 at Chaparral. We also have a wreck eastbound I-10 59th Avenue, and look for an accident Central Avenue just north of Baseline. Every child deserves enough. That's what you can give to a child in poverty when you sponsor through Compassion International. Find out how at compassion.com/radio.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center. Mostly sunny today with a high of 62. Winds behind the west-northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. This evening will be clear at a low of 39. With a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, becoming northeast after midnight. Sunny skies for Wednesday. High temperatures near 62. I'm Wayne Trump from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, 53 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, more from Living the High Life and your host, Isaac Griffin. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. I'm Chet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
There's a great new world of cannabis oils and concentrates available, and patients are turning to Kind Concentrates for the best concentrates for every lifestyle. The future of cannabis is KIND Concentrates. They focus on the highest quality of botanical medicines sourced from organic live soil plants for their live resin CBD shatterwax oil and crumble. Kind Concentrate specializes in clear and live resin, some of the most potent products available. Both are 100% solvent-free cannabis concentrates, unmatched in their potency, purity, and flavor, tested at over 70 to 80% THC. Not sure where to start? Try their ERRL 710 Cup winner for best non-solvent indica, Kind Concentrate's live resin in Northern Lights, for a robust terpene profile and sublime medicating experience. This is just one of Kind's 6 award wins at this year's ERRL 710 Cup, including Best Vape Pen, Best CBD Concentrate, and Best Sativa Non-Solvent. Kind makes it easier to try their products. Each week, they host their signature Clear Days event at a different dispensary where you can buy one, get one free on Kind Clear and Live Resin. Check out Kind's events calendar at kindconcentrates.com and click on events to learn more. Kind Concentrates for every lifestyle.
Living the High Life, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Sophisticated cannabis talk with the king of cannabis, Isaac Griffin. Finally, a cannabis show you can trust. Living the High Life, weekdays at 10 a.m. Park is Arizona's number one dispensary, centrally located just a few blocks west of the 143 at 4201 East University Drive. Park was voted the number one dispensary of Arizona by Leafly and Arizona's patients. Park offers the highest quality of top shelf strains at the lowest prices found in the state. First time patients get a free gram with purchase. Connect with Arizona's number one dispensary on Leafly, all social media, and parkdispensary.com. parcdispensary.com.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Open up the champagne. Pop. It's my house. Come on. Turn it up.
You're listening to Living the High Life with your host, Isaac Griffin, on the LTHL Network. To reach Isaac, call 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here's Isaac.
Thanks for sticking around. Always a pleasure. Just about 34 minutes after the hour, we are wide awake and inside. Just some great cannabis talk with a twist. That's what we do every day. Every day, cannabis information, cannabis talk, cannabis stories. Got to get the information out. Got to talk about it. Thanks for sticking around. Right now, in studio, in the Dicot Farm studio, I got him sitting here where the grass is always greener. I got Miss Kathy Inman from Moms Force AZ. She's the executive director. In the other hot seat, Dave Wisniewski, director, Safer Arizona.
Howdy.
How you doing? As we always say, Kathy, we were just breaking up and you were saying, at least going to tell us about Moms Force.
Oh, well, what we do is we are a nonprofit organization for cannabis education, harm prevention,
nice,
and natural wellness. So we basically, we're teaching, we're focused, I've been focused this year on seniors, really.
Yeah.
And helping them understand.
Fastest growing demographic right now.
Well, yeah, because they're on all these pharmaceuticals. So it's really hurting them. It's detrimental to their health. And when they get this cannabis medicine instead, it's really helping and improving their lives. So that's been our outreach. We've been supporting, obviously, you know, 205 this year. And, you know, we're going to be supporting other measures going into next year, including what's been reintroduced in the House.
Now, one thing, too, and I got to bring this up. And Dave, I want you to get into the initiative. You told us a little bit about the wellness initiative. How does yours differ?
Well, the Independent Wellness Center is just expanding the medical marijuana program. So it doesn't end prohibition. It's still just leaving Prop 205 on top of prohibition. So if you don't have your medical marijuana card, anything is still going to be a felony for you if that passes. But with ours, we're actually repealing prohibition. We're taking away all criminal penalties and replacing it all with fines. So under no circumstance in our initiative, if it's cannabis-only related, will you get a criminal penalty in our initiative.
Now, Kathy, I know that you have, I don't think beef is the right word. I think it may be some concerns. It also concerns of mine because as the election came near, unity is what I talked about. When you hear Dave and Safer Arizona, you hear the independent wellness, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Because the first thing in my mind is, how come we can't unify?
Well, I think it's really important that if there is going to be any kind of initiative going forward, and here's the thing is that Dave's is very different from us keeping our medical program, because that's why I got behind 205.
So is it about the medical program then versus adult use?
I believe it's all medical, quite honestly. I think you probably know that truth too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our bodies don't understand if we're using this under a recreational, quote-unquote, law. I like to call it adult use law.
Yes, always.
Or we're using it under a medical law. They know that they feel better, and people are able to access this medicine. And that's my primary focus and hope. I like what you said about what they're doing in Apache Junction. I prefer us not needing a card, quite honestly.
Mm.
And, I think the card's great, and it makes it official.
Mm-hmm.
For some folks, but at the same time, it cuts out so many people
yep.
that can't afford that card. And making it completely legal across the board was my hope also, because so many other people won't touch it while it's quote-unquote illegal substance, even though it's legal medically.
And we're getting into that too, man. That's a whole nother can of worms you're opening up that I'm going to get into and progressive shows. But, you know, Dave, one thing that you did, and some people would say he took his ball and went home mad, was once the initiative previously didn't make the show, you kind of went against 205.
Well, that was Arizonans for Mindful Regulation. About six months ago, is when the AZFMR pulled the plug on the 2016 campaign. And it was Jason Madar, Jason Hine, Alexander Wick primarily, and they pushed a hardcore vote no on Prop 205. But Safe for Arizona didn't push the vote no. We were telling people about the vote no, but we were focusing on 2018 because we knew that even if 205 passed, we were still living under prohibition. So we had to start on this initiative regardless of if 205 was passing or failing. And if 205 ended up passing, all we were going to do was add an extra provision that repealed it and replaced it with our initiative, had it passed. But it didn't pass, so we didn't have to put that in there. But at the point where they started pushing that vote no, we split off from them. And we had a couple disagreements. They were thinking if 205 passed that there would be no 2018 campaign because there's no possible way that we would get enough support to continue progress after it passed. And that's something we disagreed with. We thought that if 205 passed, we could still run an initiative and improve upon it.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a few fundamental disagreements. But at that point in time, they were an exclusive vote no. And we were telling people why we have to legalize cannabis after we legalized cannabis for 2018.
Kathy?
Honestly, what most of us in the community felt and saw from Safer Arizona, and
I
don't want to put them down, but
no, it's not that. Let's talk about it because the community saw different things.
We did. And, you know, I called Dave when I saw his voice and his power mounting about 3.5 years ago. And I said, Dave, we've got, you know, a history in Arizona. We've got a history of folks not being able to get on the ballot, as you had mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. You know, we've never had a volunteer run ever make it.
Never.
And with that in mind, I've always gotten behind MPP because they had the money and the funding. Well, the funding, money, same thing.
Yeah.
They had the ability to get that funding together, which I honestly don't. I'm not a good fundraiser at all. I'm the worst. And my feeling is that if we all pulled our cannabis support behind one entity that was able to do it, that we could be growing our own marijuana next month.
Now, did you know, and Dave tells the story best, that to get a seat at the MPP table, they wanted $1,000?
That's true. I didn't have one, nor did I seek one, because I've always left this to the professionals that are able to get it done and have been doing it for 20 years across the country. So when they came here with 203, 8 years ago, I got on board because I had no money to change our world, and I thought, I'm going to get behind those that can.
Right.
And they told me at MPP, they said, you know, you guys aren't going to like this initiative. It's going to be very clinical, and it's only going to be for cancer patients and a few people that are able to qualify.
Right.
And I, again, had no money and said, whatever sort of progress for cannabis we can get, whatever sort of veil we can lift, let's lift it. And so we got behind it, and we see through our medical program, through 203, that in the last few years we've enjoyed quite a bit of cannabis freedom, I'd like to say, in Arizona. In fact, we were on the top of the heap for cannabis in the country until this last election. And it's disappointing to me because, honestly, number one, we could be growing our own next month, but we also should have had a clean sweep across the nation. And
I agree.
What I saw from Safer, unfortunately, and what I heard from a lot of folks were that they really were supporting the no vote because they wanted to take it over for 18. And what I was trying to convey...
No, well, is that true, Dave? I mean, did it switch all of a sudden that the barometer goes, hey, let's put the points out. Let's see if we don't get this thing passed so we can pick the ball up for 2018. Because, you know, Ryan Hurley already came out and says, hey, we'll be there for 2020. I'm like, hey, bro, what about 2018?
Our support was definitely split. There were people in our committee voting yes on 205. There are people who are going to vote no. So really, both accusations can be accurate.
Okay.
We had people on both sides in our community.
Now, give me some more on the initiative. I want to keep talking about it. Obviously, that's why I wanted you in here. I wanted Kathy to hear some of the things, some of the love that you're putting out there, see if we can kind of get some common ground. What else you got, buddy?
Well, we're almost done with our initiative. The last couple things we need to add in are child custody protections. We need to clarify our DUI provision. Right now, we're having it. We have DUI immunities, so where cannabis alone, THC, the metabolites, cannot give you the A3 DUI, but you can still get the A1 DUI as impaired to the slightest degree if the cop has can prove beyond a reasonable doubt.
Yeah, like you stumble doing a test or something dumb.
Right, and so we also have this Chamber of Commerce provision we need to add. What 205 allowed was for companies to still fire their employees for whatever they want. It's a right to work state.
Absolutely.
We're not trying to give cannabis consumers any special extra protections. However, the Chamber of Commerce didn't read it that way, and they actually thought that the businesses were losing their employers' rights, and the prohibitionists went up to the Chamber of Commerce and used that pitch, that miscommunication, to end up getting tens of thousands of dollars from the Chamber of Commerce. So we got to clarify that you can still get fired for whatever the employer is going to fire you for in our initiative. However, those are some of the weird things that we're trying to make it.
Let me ask you this as we ease into a break. Why nothing? And I'm just asking, why nothing on diversity?
What do you mean in the initiative?
Yes. Hold that thought. Think about it. Because it's going to come to a boil. Promise you, no one's speaking about it. In Maryland right now, they're writing it into initiatives, Ohio, everywhere. We still have time to get this right. Keep it locked in.
Arizona Grassroots is now open in Scottsdale, and at AZ Grassroots, patients come first. On our extensive menu, you'll find over 40 strains to choose from, indicas, sativas, and hybrids, including our ERRL 710 Cup winner, OG18. For the most discreet patients who don't light up, visit our deli-style shop for a large selection of concentrates and edibles and rubs. So whether you're a first-time patient looking for answers or coming back to refill your prescription, our professional, knowledgeable bud tenders will help you choose the right medicine for your needs. Our patients love us because they get peace of mind knowing at AZ Grassroots they get the best quality medical marijuana at the lowest prices in Scottsdale. So the next time you need your medical marijuana prescription filled, walk into Arizona Grassroots, a state-licensed dispensary conveniently located at 14980 North 78th Way, Suite 204 in Scottsdale at Northsite Shopping District near the intersection of Hayden and Raintree. Or call 480-420-3300, 480-420-3300 to set up an appointment. AZ Grassroots, where patients come first.
Cannabis has come a long way lately. At Dicot Farms, we're working hard at growing the very best. We love what we do, and we think it shows every step of the way. It's all about the process as much as the passion. It's all organic and zero synthetics. It's all about microbes and microscopes. Green leaves, green grass, and results that's, well, transcendent. Our method is meticulous from planting to harvest. We recreate nature's own process in brewing our compost tea to cultivate a healthy plant right from the start and use proven genetics to nurture the aroma, flavor, and, of course, potency. We take immense pride in the quality and vitality of our plants because we're more than a farm. We're like family. We take care of each other. And we think you'll enjoy our plants as much as we do. The grass is greener at Dicot Farms, where we grow only the finest organic cannabis. Ask about Dicot Farms at your local dispensary today. Remember, Dicot Farms. We're more than a farm. We're like family. Ask about us at your local dispensary today.
Baked Bros, pioneers in medical marijuana for Arizona. We are two entrepreneurs with a long-term commitment to the responsible growth of this important industry. Baked Bros is a serious company committed to the health of patients all across the state, and we're proud to be a vital part of Arizona's healthcare industry. We are dedicated to educating patients about proper dosing and are the leader in setting and meeting standards for marijuana edibles. Download our guide to marijuana edibles at BakedBros.com. Baked Bros, a sincere dedication to medication. Download our guide to marijuana edibles at BakedBros.com. Go to BakedBros.com to find the nearest dispensary.
At Earth's Healing in Tucson, we believe Mother Nature makes the best medicine. Earth's Healing combines low prices with the highest quality of medicine. Check out our brands.
Earth Dabs Shatter and Wax.
And Earth Vapes Solvent-Free Oil Cartridges.
Available in 300,
500,
and 800 milligrams.
And priced to please.
All new patients get a free gram of their choice.
And veterans, seniors, and students get a 10% discount.
Visit earthshealing.org.
Or in person at 2075 East Benson Highway in Tucson. We're worth the drive.
Man, this is Tommy Jung. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Now back to the voice of the cannabis community, Isaac Griffin, with the last segment of today's Living the High Life.
Welcome back. Hope you love it. Just some good, stimulating cannabis conversation with a twist. That's what we like to call it, Living the High Life, the Ike Griffin Cannabis Show. Hope you're enjoying it. Listen, in the studio right now, the Dicot Farm studio, grass is always greener. None other than Kathy M. and Moms Force AZ. Dave Wisniewski, Safer AZ. Hey, man, we're bringing love here. We're getting back together. We're talking unity and also talking about the initiative that's coming on and being taken care of for 2018. Obviously, we started off the show today with a big Washington Post expose, breaking news in the industry. And it's talking about diversity in the marijuana industry, being able to own. And basically in every state that has legalized medical or recreational marijuana, bans people with drug felonies from working at, owning, investing in, or sitting on the board of a cannabis business. When we talk initiatives, Dave, why... As I told you, and sometimes it gets a little stimulating off air. Why is there nothing in our initiative or your initiative for this state about diversity? Is it something that you didn't think about, wasn't aware of, didn't make a difference?
Well, I'm not actually convinced that our initiative doesn't allow for diversity as it reads right now. I think it does allow for diversity. It also...
Does it say...
Well, you got to. When it comes to law, there's certain things that you don't actually have to say specifically, but if you, sometimes less is more. For example, our shortest part of our initiative is the legalization of cannabis, where we are just repealing prohibition. I remember before the break, you were talking about getting rid of those felonies and how the felonies, getting rid of that could positively affect minorities. Well,
yes.
We're just retaking away all the felonies, but that doesn't say that they're just taking them away for minorities. Also, we've got post-conviction relief and post-expungement relief. So anybody can apply to be resentenced under the new law or get their felonies taken off their record entirely, which is something from any race can take advantage of. But it's definitely going to empower the minorities, especially because those are the ones that have been taking the hit from the systematic racism.
Absolutely.
Thus far. But it's not, I'm not saying that other races aren't going to have those same opportunities, but those things that you were talking about, getting things off your record and allowing people to get into the industry, that's not being favored towards any single person. But when you, but just to bring that up, we were talking about that last night because our licensing part isn't actually finished yet.
Okay.
And we were trying to compare it to tobacco licensing here in the state of Arizona. And there's a box you have to check to see if you did have certain kinds of felonies to restrict you from getting a license for tobacco. And we were talking about it and thinking the only thing that should probably restrict someone would be a violent felony, but we don't think a marijuana felony should be restricting someone from getting into the marijuana business. But had they have that marijuana felony, our initiative allows them to get it taken off so they get that opportunity back again anyways.
Kathy, your thoughts, diversity in the industry. You had some interesting interesting statements as we were off the air.
My thought was, wouldn't it be great if we could have a black-funded initiative that we could really, you know, just reach out to those black businesses and see if they couldn't, you know, get aboard a black-funded initiative? Because, you know, that it's like black banking. We put our money, you know, where our mouth is.
Yep.
And good things can happen.
Let me say this on that note, too, and I'm going to squeeze this in very quickly. I've been in a position in this industry to see a lot of different things. I'm probably, again, one of the individuals that can talk about this from the inside, not only because of the color of my skin and what I see, but what I've experienced. And being an ex-ball player, retired, I see it differently. And yes, I want diversity in the industry. I want to see more people that look like me. I want to see more Hispanics. I'll give you an example. In the Detroit market, the Chaldean race has majority of the stores. So again, I think it's area, but it also has to become a concern. And as you can see, minority owners and people who want to get in this industry are starting to dialogue. But here's what I found out. When we first opened our doors and obviously looking for investors, and in any phase, phase one is probably the least expensive that you can get in. Phase two, phase three, phase four cost you more. I took the program and the opportunity to several retired athletes. And I was one of those who, hey, man, I want to get more minorities, more black people in. I'm going to talk to my guys. Get them in. I must have talked to 50 of them within about 2 months. And then I started talking to some other guys. And let me say the other guys got in the game quick. Bam! In the majority of my retired players who were African American and had the money, did not. Now, could it be the stigmatism of the industry? No, because everybody who got in made 10 times what they put in. But at the same time, I believe that this industry has been put in front of African Americans and other minorities, and they haven't got in the game for whatever reason. But when it was 50,000 to get in 5 years ago, 2 years ago, you should have got in. Because to play this game now, you better come with $1 million in the bank, and it better be verifiable. So when I start hearing about diversity and let's fight for this and fight for that, I stand here and go, man, prove it to me. Because I'm a guy who helped raise over $2 million for the company. And I took it to 90% African Americans. And either they just talked a good game, never showed up for a meeting, was in a meeting with the big people, took them to dinner, and they just automatically disappeared. So when I start hearing this stuff out of Maryland, when I start hearing about we need more, what we need is more people with integrity. We need more people who want to get into the game, who are serious about the medicine. Because when you get in it for that, everything else will take care of itself. So you'll hear me say more. Yes, diversity is good. But you'll also hear me say, I'm one of the people that took this opportunity to, I don't know how many minorities and African Americans who could afford to get in the game. And for whatever reason, they didn't. Just like those people in the Starbucks room, when the guy said, hey, I got an idea. I'm going to open up this room. We're just going to serve coffee. We can charge $5 a cup for it. And people are just going to love to come and hang out. And we're going to call it Starbucks. I need $10,000 from everybody in the room. And we're good. Now, if you don't believe in it, you can leave now. 95% of the people walked out. Those 5% who stayed, the name of that company is Starbucks. Those 95% who came back and said, hey, man, we want to get back in. I got 10,000. He said, no, I need 2 million now. Don't be at the airport when your ship comes in. That's all I'm going to tell you. That's my answer to diversity. One, be flush with cash. Two, don't be at the airport when the ship comes in and we can all play the game. Now, Kathy, Dave, any final thoughts? I got a couple minutes. Do I get a little love, a little more respect now? Are we okay?
We are okay. My hope is that we can all just get along. That we can all just get along and that we cannot be, you know, I've been very angry since Prop 205 didn't pass.
Yeah.
And
is it over now that you're seeing them now? You're looking them in the face?
Anytime a human being can look another human being in the eye.
There you go, Dave.
And just be there in the room with them.
Yep.
Thank you, Isaac, for doing that. I felt that it's important and, you know.
You got Dave shaking in his boots. You know
I'm not
he's shaking
no, in he's my
over
fine.
There. He over
he's
there. Fine. Man, I never seen a guy roll a paper and tear a paper
I
like that.
I think in the future, I could definitely see us all rallying behind
I like
the
it.
Same legislation.
We just got to talk, man. We just got to talk. And if I can get the folks from wellness, get Kathy, get you, get them in that chair, I got a feeling eventually we can get one initiative that everybody likes. I think. I don't know. I'm going to try. Thanks for hanging out. I'll see you tomorrow. We'll do it same time, same thing. Cannabis Talk with a Twist. I hope you guys enjoyed the conversation. I'm chilling while I'm drifting. Drift is the Dicot Farms cannabis sublingual spray with a minty flavor you'll love. It's taking over the country. Now you can be discreet when you want to feel good. No matter where you are, a couple of sprays under your tongue and you'll be ready for anything. Drift gives you that right amount of THC in every spray for maximum benefit. And the best part about Drift, nobody knows you're drifting. Drift, available at all local dispensaries.
Come on in to Uncle Herb's Health Center, located at 200 North Tonto Street in Payson, Arizona. First-time customers receive 25% off their first purchase, and loyal customers get to take advantage of our crazy low sales prices on flower, concentrates, and Uncle Herb's medibles. Open 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. We concentrate on education and getting the medicine that is best for you. Take a trip up the hill to the biggest little dispensary in Arizona, Uncle Herb's Health Center. Tell them Chef Francis sent you.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Station.